Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you could implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
Hello, my name is Carrington Warfield, or Coach K, the Coach's Planner. I am a corporate event planner and an event strategist. I teach coaches and entrepreneurs on how to focus less on event efficiency and more on effectiveness and execution by helping them to create event strategies that align with their business goals and objectives. What also led me to start my business was that I realized that I was made for more than just working for someone else. I wanted to be able to share the knowledge and skills that I've learned over the years with other entrepreneurs who are hosting their own events that aren't necessarily planners, but that are learning how to host events, that want to do it correctly, but it's also going to help them create strategies that can turn their leads into loyal clients. Well, I would say what I took to bootstrap my business was, in the beginning, I Googled everything that I could possibly find on starting a business. At that point, I got an EIN. I then purchased my LLC and got started. I did a lot of trial and error. Eventually, I did get a mentor. I learned a lot more about social media. I utilized my children because they are amazing at social media and they seem to pick up everything really, really quickly. So I used them and bounced things off of them. And basically, I learned a lot from other entrepreneurs and from attending a lot of conferences and business workshops and masterclasses. I got a lot of information, but I would say I was a little bit afraid to start some things, but I realized that if I didn't start anything, I'd be in the same situation I was the year prior. Right. And so I just needed to do it. And so that's what I did. I would say my biggest success in bootstrapping my business has been the people or the other entrepreneurs that I've had the opportunity to be around, be in the same room with. These are people that have done amazing things that know it wasn't easy, but they are now multimillionaires or millionaires. Right. So it's been a pleasure to be around them, a pleasure to be in the same rooms with them, a pleasure to be able to get their providing. This is valuable information that I've actually had the opportunity to be privy to. I would say my biggest failure is not running the plays and talking myself out of things. When they say run the play, or when I say run the play, it means that when they're providing recommendations and suggestions about your business, those are things that you shouldn't overthink. You should just run the play. Just do what it is that they say. I think that I probably could be a little bit further along in my business than what I am had I not been so afraid to run the play and bet on myself and believe in what it is that they said and actually that it actually works. I would say a few tips or tricks for me in bootstrapping my business was one of the first things I learned how to do was create IG Reels providing tips and tricks. What it did was for me was it helped me to get more comfortable with being in front of the camera and more comfortable talking about what it is that I do, right? And my messaging. I would say also I created a Facebook group that provides tips and tricks to my followers. And so I do that once a week on Monday mornings. I try to provide something for the week for them, something that is of value to them. And then I'm also always learning and enhancing my skills by reading. I do a lot of reading. I attend other planners' events. Not to steal ideas, but to get what can I do better, right? How can I improve my skill set? What can I learn from their event? They may have been in the industry longer than I am. And so I'm always open to learning things from other planners and things that I may not have thought of. And then I think what is extremely important, what absolutely helped me was hiring a coach. Absolutely. I just want to say thanks so much for having me. This has been an amazing opportunity. I appreciate it. Last thoughts. I believe that with the right planning, creation of goals and strategies, as well as confidence in your ability, there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. I'd like to leave that. And then lastly, I'd love for the audience to follow me on LinkedIn as well as in Instagram. On LinkedIn, I can be reached at Carrington Warfield. That's K-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, Warfield, W-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. On Instagram at Carrington War. That's K-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N-W-A-R. And if you're in need of services for an event planner or event strategy, I do offer free consultations. You can go to the link in my bio and click on my calendar in there and set up a free consultation for either or. Also, you can also DM me in LinkedIn or in Instagram. So I look forward to follows. I look forward to someone reaching out to me about the services that I provide. So again, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This has been awesome.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.